The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagian.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the verses of the Holy Quran that is good to remember every now and then is the verse in Surah Baqarah that we know as Ayatul Kursi, the verse of the throne. Al-Kursi comes from the portion or the passage in the verse that says, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Kursi is the throne. His throne, وَسِعَ, it's inclusive of, it's vast, inclusive of the heavens and the earth. The verse is mentioned to be a verse for us to repeatedly read. The Quran generally is a book that within it God advises us to repeatedly read. Read the various chapters, the various verses. However, there are certain chapters and sometimes verses that have been singled out and we are told to repeat them. In certain occasions, for instance, we're told sometimes in regarding to particular chapters, in certain locations, as part of certain deeds, we're told to repeat certain verses or chapters of the Quran. Ayatul Kursi is one of those verses that we have in various prayers, deeds of the various sorts, and also just generally to mention, and that's why the verse is so well known. As soon as you say Ayatul Kursi, pretty much everybody knows what verse or sometimes verses you're thinking of, although the verse Ayatul Kursi means one verse. It's the first verse of the three that are generally recited, and the one that is focused on is the first verse. This tells us that the meanings of this verse are ones that need to be remembered, and we need to be reminded of. The Quran is a dhikr. It reminds us of the truths that are in it. These are not words to read as some form of magic spell or something where the words just being pronounced have the effects. The reason why we're told to read them is because we are to remind ourselves of the meanings in it. And as much as we think these are simple concepts, for instance, the most central concept in Ayatul Kursi being the concept of Tawheed, the fact is we have not been able to internalize the concept of Tawheed and to make our minds and hearts function based on this principle. We don't think based on Tawheed, we don't act based on Tawheed, we don't feel based on Tawheed, we don't. This is just a very simple fact. We refuse to even accept Tawheed in the full sense of the word. We refuse to accept it. For example, as soon as any speaker, anyone suggests that in regards to sustenance, rizq, God is the only one that provides it, he generally has said that he will give sustenance to every single one of his creation. He has specifically mentioned that if you do what he says, he will give you sustenance from where you didn't expect. As soon as you say that, there's always a but you need to plan. You need to do this. You need to do that. So I need to do something. I am also responsible for it. As soon as that word or any thought similar to that comes, that simply means refusal to accept that God is the sole source of sustenance. We refuse to accept it. Any time where believers in hardships, in difficulties, want to go towards things that they have been forbidden of. For example, the believers that were struggling during the time of the prophet wanted to go and beg the disbelievers. When they saw that they're in hardship, they're under attack by the disbelievers, they would want to tone down their language against the disbelievers in order to spare themselves, spare their lives. What is that thought process based in? It's based in polytheism, not tawheed, not the oneness of God. If God is the only source of security, if God is the only source of everything, and His commands are what they are, and you need to go by them, refusing to go by them with the justification, the excuse that, but we can't do this, this will happen, this will shut down, that will shut down. Anything other than what God has said, any explanation outside of what God has. If somebody says, well, in normal circumstances, that's what God says to do. In these conditions, God says for us to do something else. And here's the reference, here's the verse, here are the ahadith. We'll look at them, say, okay, if God said whatever He says, that's fine. But it's never that. It's just this assumption that, well, I need to protect myself. That's shirk. That's shirk. God protects. إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا والله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. We're gathering believers there. One brother mentioned that they have officially said, these think tanks, that for Iraq, the only way forward for the United States is to take out Atlas Sistani and Al-Hashd al-Sha'bi. And they were saying, well, you know, this is worrisome and so on and so forth. What's going to happen? وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِيمِينَ. God is the one that has protected His religion despite all odds and whatever conditions there has been. Whoever He needed, He wanted to protect and protect His religion through, He has protected. He gave the Imam of our time over 1,000 years, over, I think now it's approaching 1,100 or 1,200 years. If He wants to preserve Islam through a person, He will preserve Islam through that person. If He wants to preserve Islam without that person, He will preserve Islam without that person.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.